Yud Zayin.
I did my own flesh.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Bochrim Hadarim B'Yeshiva. Okay, Yeshiva Bochrim. Chayvim B'dikas Hadarim. They have to do B'dikas Chometz in their room. Ve'im Bodkin or Arba also Vivarchu Al B'dika. If they're doing it on the night of the 14th, so then we actually make a bracha on checking their room in Yeshiva. Okay, so what's the lumdus behind this? So you look in Chaf Ches. Why? The Hoil V'Chomet Shalahem Mutela Salahem Chovas B'dika. It's their chometz, okay. Afal pi should be made bainam zmanim, lo yishaushon. They're not going to be there going home. They're not going to be in this place during bainam zmanim. Mikol makom choshev makom kishoy lehem gam az. Oh, there we go. Shahare im yirtzu l'shois gam sham gam yimei elu harishus biyadim. I mean, they could stay there if they wanted to. So therefore, there'd be a chiyuv. V'gam sharm sham sforim klei tashmishim. They keep their kalim there. They keep sforim there. L'chein mechuyavim v'dika. There's a chiyuv to make the b'dika on a place. Im yeshnam shnayim or shlosha noshim ba'osu cheder. You know, most dormitories is not just one kid for himself. They have a few boys in a room. So two or three of them. Havle kishnei soichrim shemutal al kol echad mehen livdok. Good morning. Good morning. Shkoich on the lights. Okay. So therefore, each one would have, it's like a son. Okay. We're talking about in yeshiva for the yeshiva bacher who's leaving. So chaf test now. Ve'im einam nimtzeim sham b'leil hazeh. Right? So most boys already have gone home for yeshiva, for bein hazmanim. So they're not home. They're not there. They're not in the yeshiva that night. Kirogil. Right, Yeshom Sha'az Kivar Batehim. Most people are home with that already by then. So what's the din? Yivtgu Balaila Ha'acharon Terem Shuvam Leveisehim Lekras Chag HaPesach. So they should make a bedika when Chavtes. The last night that they're in the yeshiva, they should do it now again. It's not the night of, it's not the right time for the chiv, so they're not going to make a brach on this, but they would do the bedika below bracha. Like anybody else who's leaving their house, the place they live, less than within 30 days of Yantiv. Right, you make a real badika at night, but don't make the bracha. Pikpik was okay, yeah, fine. Vigam nire dema shikosav poskim reish simin tuflam and bays. The Yito Yod of Kodam Habadika, right? There is an Indian when one makes the Bdikas Chomets, one should wash and Tilas Yadayim beforehand. So do you do that now? It's not the, it is a Bdika morning, but it's not the real Bdika. It's not, I'm not making a bracha. It says, Ein ze ela b'bdika bizmano. You only really wash and Tilas Yadayim if you're doing the Bdika in the right time on the night of the 14th.
And that's with the bracha?
No. Oh. You know, if you're making a bedika with a bracha, then you wash until you die without a bracha, right? But he says even if you're now you're doing a bedika on the 11th, the 10th, whatever day of the month it is, you're not going to wash until you die beforehand. Dinahi demasha kosef mishnah berurah. Yeah. B'shem shuta marshal dehainu mishum nikias. Right. The reason you're doing this is because. You just want to have clean hands before doing the mitzvah. Ainutam maspik shahar lo matzina kein b'shar mile. Right? We don't find this in other areas as well. Ela ikar hatam, the main reason why a person's washing the tilas yadayim before the bdika, kemivur marshal, sham mipnei shebir chomet bo letaras haregel. We're doing this as for being a seed of tahar, getting rid of it before yamtiv. Mikomokam near de kolze dav kikisha oise hamitzvah kitikuno. That's when you're doing it at the right time, like it was set up, or you're dalid, v'lo b'vdika toch shloshim yom, d'kayim elan, she'im v'archin aleh. Since we're not making a bracha, one would not even be required to wash netilas yadayim on that. I can turn my thing off.
Yeshiva bracha is leaving the dormitory more than 30 days before Pesach.
There's not even a chiyah for Zayim Nechiyah then, to make a b'dika. Right? Same thing as... Okay, Yud Ches. Person's going to their parents for Yom Tov, so now they're going to be staying in their room. So it depends what type of room it is. Is it their own personal room? Is it a public area? What is it? So it says, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, V'yachdu lo cheder shehudar bo im mishpachto ve'ein sha'ar b'nei habayis nichnasim l'sham. They have their own private room for the family and no one else goes in there. So he says, bod kol arba osor bibracha. So one would make a bracha in the parents' house if they have their own private living quarters for Yom
Tov. I mean, everyone has their own bedroom. I mean, doesn't the Baba make the bidik on the whole house? I mean,
right, so why is that? This is considered to be his own living quarters.
Unless it's a separate apartment, I don't.
You're saying it's as if he has his own room.
No, you're asking anyway. It's still part of the parents' house.
Why was that nichlo in the bracha?
Right, usually, Rivka isn't that bothering her room. I mean, I do the whole big on the whole house, including her room. I mean,
right, but this is considered where they're giving that room for the thing. It's called like miyuchadlo, the way he explains. Where
it's
is
really
that?
You're not living there normally. And now you specifically are, right? That's what I'm saying. It's every time.
And the Baal Bais is not living there. Right, he's not going in there. Right?
Oh, yeah, Rivka lives, I mean, maybe not if she's moved away, but I'm saying up until now, right? She's been part of the house.
So now let's just, okay, she gets married, and then she comes.
Then she stays.
The husband's going to make a
bedika.
On the
correct,
room.
Yeah.
And then can they have guests? They have to make a bedika in their own room? And
that's a good question, so let's see.
In the first place, the guests aren't even coming to right before Yontif, even. I mean,
could be.
It's too late for a bedika. Yeah.
Why?
By that time, I will have made my bedika. I'm not gonna leave the room unbodied.
Here's your test.
Okay, in Lamed, he says, V'af below Kabbalah's Kinyan al cheder zeh, since it's that room, that's where he has to make the living quarters. But you know, this is now really, I mean, that comes very common as well. But what about a person who goes away to a hotel for Yom Tov? So now you have a room that's yours, right? No one should be coming in there, right? That's yours. So you have to make a bedika, and you did a bedika at home. Let's say you're going, you come, you're arriving Erev Yom Tov, or you're going even a day or two beforehand, whatever it is. So he discusses. Okay, so we'll start. We'll see how far we get.
But sometimes the hotels leave like food in the refrigerator, you know. Like, and if you take it, then when you check out, they
correct.
Charge you for.
Yeah, right. There could be chametz in the forget if it's like a kosher LePesach program. Let's say he's going to a hotel.
He's going
to a hotel. So if it's a kosher LePesach, they'll get the chametz out of the room for you. They don't always know about the kalim. They could have chametz stick of kalim in there, like the coffee or the whatever stuff that. So really, that should be taken out of the room as well. Okay, let's see. Should we start now? Do we have time? Good morning.
Yeah, we have time. I have to go get my
Talisman's phone. Sure, we got time. Okay. Hashem b'beis mal orlabar aser bodek es chedro. You make a bedika on your room. Af im osi latzeis lachzir es hamavtechos lebal hamalon beyom arba aser. Even if you're going to give back the keys, right? So what's this all about? So it's interesting. I says, first of all, if you don't have reshus to light fire in that room, then you can't use a candle to do the bedika. You have to use a flashlight. And you're not allowed to break their rules. The policy is either you can't have a fire. Many hotel rooms don't allow fire in the room. Right? If you look in,
you just do the whole thing with the flashlight.
Yeah, in Achinami. 97.
I mean, again, if you come to the hotel right before Yantif, I guess this. You still have to make the bedika, right? That's
so you have to check Inachinami. We're out of time now, but we'll discuss maybe tomorrow. It could be that the room already has a kazuk called Hezkas Botok, that they've already cleaned it already. So then how does that work with the hotels? Okay, all right.
Well, maybe if you're going to a Stamazoy hotel and they have food in the refrigerator, you may make a condition with them. I'm not renting the refrigerator that remains yours.
How could you?
I'm only renting the room. I'm not.
You have the room. Yeah, you.
I'm not using the refrigerator.
You are.
But it is conditional that the food's not. You said if you're not buying the food, it's still the hotel.